It's business made simple with Bizval, exclusively on In Season.
Would you look at that? And then there were two. Just me and you, good friend. How are you doing?
Great. Yourself, Saki. Good to be here. First week of spring, so... Mm-hmm. Nice to be here, and yeah, nice warm and humid day today.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure having you around. And also, you mentioned it off air that, you know, it's just us two, so it's more conversational, bouncing off from each other. But what are we talking about today?
Well, seeing it's the start of spring, I thought we'd share a bit about how the four seasons of the year can sort of metaphorically represent different phases of a business. So you often talk quite technically about business and that. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to just use, you know, the metaphor of the different seasons. And you know, parables and stories, as we know, even biblically, can be such a powerful way of illustrating concepts. And I'm hoping that, you know, that analogy will, you know, resonate with some of our listeners today, whether you're in business, whether you're thinking about going into business, whether you, you know, going through a challenging time. But, you know, obviously it's, we're going to have a bit of a chat about that today and use some examples and just some concepts out of that.
Yeah, I love that. That is so cool. So today we are exploring how each season, spring, summer, autumn and winter, can reflect various stages and challenges of running a business. Right, let's start with spring. How does this particular season relate to a business?
Yeah, so look, I mean, there's many different ways we can look at it. So we're going to kind of use the analogy to talk about sort of stages of businesses. Mm-hmm. So spring traditionally represents new beginnings and growth. So when you think about it from a business point of view, it's very much like the one way of looking at it is akin to a startup phase of a business. So this is when, as an entrepreneur, you're full of ideas. You're starting to think about laying the foundation for the future and, you know, just energetic. You can think of it as sort of planting seeds. Mm-hmm. You're setting the business up and setting the stage for what's to come. You know, but it's not only about startups and new ideas. You know, seasons are cyclical. So even once you're going, businesses tend to go through different seasonal stages. So there's also strong parallels for existing businesses, and that might be when you're gearing up for a new stage of growth. The markets are turning. You know, I mean, in South Africa, for example, we've had interest rates which have been sky high for a long period of time.
Yeah.
And we're talking off air just about how sentiment seems to be starting to turn. There's talk of inflation coming down, rates coming down. Mm-hmm. You know, so that could also represent a season of spring in a business as you move into sort of a period of a little bit more prosperity. And there's just another way of looking at it.
Yeah. Now, if you can share some specific examples of businesses that thrived during this spring phase.
Certainly. So I'm going to use an example. It's actually a famous US example.
Okay.
And there may be some parallels. I think you'll remember our regular listeners would have heard Leon from Optik, who was in a few weeks ago. Now, I'll talk about Warby Parker. Warby Parker, so most listeners probably won't know what that means, but it's a US brand. And then an eyewear company that started in about 2010. So they've been around for about 15 years. And the founders, a guy called Neil Blumenthal and David Gilboa, began with a very simple idea. They wanted to offer affordable, stylish glasses online.
Yeah.
So in their spring phase, and we've spoken about this before, they focused very intensely on kind of understanding what the value proposition was, building that initial customer base, a unique home program. So I think they were the first guys that you can send the glasses, try them on. If you don't like them, send them back.
Mm-hmm.
And their early efforts, you know, those efforts are important because it created a strong brand, a great user experience, and it sort of laid the groundwork for their future success. And I think if we think about Leon, who we interviewed from Optik, there are a number of parallels with that story as well. His focus was on making, you know, not necessarily stylish glasses. I mean, obviously his eyewear is stylish, obviously, but that's around affordable and accessible eye care to ordinary South Africans. You know, he spoke about that sort of 99 Rand eye test. And I think, you know, those are examples of businesses like going through that spring phase, thinking about the idea. Mm-hmm. We use the concept ideating, testing, and it's really, really sort of an exciting time for any business to be going through.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Example. Talk us through some practical, doable tips that you might have for business owners.
Yeah, so it's one thing to talk about examples, but I think, you know, as we said, spring is about new growth. and it's about sowing seeds. So, you know, the first thing you do when you're sort of sowing the seeds is you need to know, like, what do you need to plant? So that's about focusing on validating your business idea. If you've got an idea, you've got a concept. So, you know, that's when you conduct your market research. You check that there's actually a demand for the product or service. Ask your friends. Ask on social media. Do surveys and focus groups. I think we've spoken about that before. So you don't, you know, if you're going and sowing seeds, you don't just go and, I don't know, sow sunflower seeds if what you need is potatoes, you know. So that's really, really important. The second is actually to build sort of a viable product, what we call a minimum viable product, to test your concept. So it might be building a prototype. You know, if you're thinking about a restaurant, it might be opening up a little pop-up store in a markup, in a market. I'm getting my market and markups confused. And seeing, you know, people actually like your food. So getting that feedback is important. And, you know, you can also establish an online presence nowadays. So I said in that digital world is have a website, have social media, and start to attract your initial customers and build brand awareness. So that's, you know, thinking about spring from a new business idea perspective. For an existing or established business, again, this is around sowing seeds for the next season. So if you're focusing on growth, this is a time when you might, you know, do a bit of work around building your network, implementing the systems to help your business scale and run more efficiently. You know, a lot of businesses start and then they, you know, they run what we call their CRM. So how do you contact your customers off the back of a spreadsheet or to-do lists? You know, so you could implement a CRM system, for argument's sake. You could open new branches. These are just a few things that, you know, sort of business owners could do or would be doing through the spring phase of their business.
Yeah. All right. So let's move on to summer. How does this season particularly align with the growth phase of a business?
So we often think of summer as the time when we, especially in South Africa, well, actually even in the rest of the world, but when you go on holiday and, you know, put your feet up and just, you know, drink cocktails and do whatever you're going to do in summer. But for business, it's actually slightly different. Yeah, it represents and symbolizes that sort of phase of peak growth and prosperity. That's when things are going well, kind of make hay while the sun shines. And, you know, for a business, this would be a period when you're experiencing an uptick in sales. You know, those foundations that you laid during the spring phase are now starting to kind of bear fruit. And things are growing. So you've got overall momentum. Your staff are happy. Business is good. Clients are happy. And this is when you're starting to see the green shoots, or you're starting to see the fruits of your hard work from the spring phase come to light, so to speak.
Yeah, in the summer phase. Yeah. I love that. Could you provide some real world examples of businesses that thrived during this summer phase?
Absolutely. So I'll talk about one we all kind of, most people are familiar with now. Take Zoom, or Zoom video is a good example. So, you know, whilst for the world, COVID was quite a dark place, you know, so globally COVID was probably a winter season. But for a business like Zoom, you know, early 2020s was actually a summer phase for them. So a lot of people didn't really know about Zoom before that. It was kind of a niche product. And they'd been going through their spring phase, building all of that. And then when remote work started to become the norm, Zoom saw that exponential growth. So their summer phase involved them rapidly scaling, rapidly kind of having to handle increased demand. And they focused during this phase on sort of expanding their features, improving the user experience. You know, so it was a lot easier to use and download and engage using a product like Zoom.
Yeah.
And their sort of proactive approach allowed them to really capitalize on the surge in demand. So, you know, suddenly their user base doubled, tripled, quadrupled. You know, if the platform fell over, then people wouldn't have come back, you know. So they really had to kind of make hay while the sun shines, so to speak. And they did, you know, and they could do that because they had laid the foundations in the spring phase.
I think I'm starting to understand what we are talking about here a little. Now, what strategies should business owners rather use during this particular phase?
So I think the one thing is you need to think about it strategically. So, you know, if you're experiencing high demand for your product, you need to make sure you can keep up with that production or that service without compromising quality. So, you know, if you've opened a restaurant and you've got great food and and great service. If suddenly now you have, you know, 100 customers lining up at the door when you've only got one coffee machine, you may have the best coffee, but most people are not going to wait 10-15 minutes to get their coffee. They want that quick service. Yeah. So, you know, it's important that, you know, you'll kind of get a feel for your business. If you know you're going into summer phase, make sure you've got the capacity to support that. And, you know, often you need to have invested in technology and automation. So we've spoken before on making sure you have streamlined operations and efficiencies. And again, I'm going to go back to the spring phase. This is when you would have laid some of those foundations.
Yeah.
I think the important thing as well is to focus on keeping your loyal and good customers during summer. And I'll use an analogy. It's become a bit of a problem globally. We talk about peak tourism and tourism, what's the word? You know, sort of tourism fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
Cities like Barcelona, even Cape Town. You know, try go down to the waterfront in peak summer when there's a Stormers game on. Mm-hmm. It's difficult. It can take you an hour and a half just to get to the waterfront. So, you know, you also have to make sure that during summer you don't alienate your loyal customers. And that's really, really important. So you might need to do something special for them during that period, loyalty programs, keep them engaged. You know, also because it's peak summer and there's sentiment, you also need to use this time to expand your marketing efforts to maybe reach new audiences and keep this growth going as long as possible. So it's not just fun in the sun. You've got to be intentional about the stage, take advantage of it. And be cognizant also that things will slow at some point in time. So what a lot of people do is they forget that business is seasonal. So it's a fine line between kind of just riding the wave and then also not planning for the next stage. So you need to start thinking now already as you're going into that sort of autumn season is don't overindulge. I've got a business coach and he always says to me, you know, make sure that your business doesn't suffer from sunstroke or indigestion.
Sure.
You know, so almost being, you know, too gung-ho in the summer phase. And then, we all know what that likes. You eye out that 1 kilogram ribeye steak and the next day you don't feel too great. So that's the important thing in summer. Take advantage, be strategic, but don't overindulge.
And in the same breath, we all know what it feels like if you've had a summer of overindulgence. Now, as we transition to autumn, what does the season signify for a business?
So I think autumn is that sort of period of consolidation and reflection. You know, so in South Africa, you know, you come out of summer, you know, so it also depends the stage of the year and that, but it's when you, you know, evaluate your performance. You can see things are starting to slow down a little bit. So address any issues, prepare for the future. I think also autumn traditionally represents the sort of harvest phase. So, you know, if you think about the wine farms and what have you, and the vineyards is when you harvest. So summer's been great, but it's consolidation, it's harvesting, it's starting to put some stuff away for future years. And it's also a good time to start thinking about planning for, you know, the next cycle. So, you know, you haven't forgotten what it's like to be, you know, thriving. And you're also not in the sort of desperate, we'll get to winter just now, this desperate phase of saying, oh, I don't know where my next paycheck's coming from. So that's a good time to start reflecting.
I feel like these insights, one can also apply them to themselves, you know, as an individual. But if you can give us a few examples of businesses that have navigated through the autumn phase effectively.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, there's a lot of different ways of looking at it. And, you know, I'll use a brand that I think we all know quite well is Apple. You know, Apple is probably a good example at sort of a global level of a business which is, you know, perhaps in an autumn phase. I mean, I hope they're not investment analysts listening today, but, you know, I mean, but we're using an analogy here. So, you know, I think if you look at Apple, they had many years of rapid expansion, innovation, and, you know, new product launches. Apple became famous for their, you know, their launches. But they often use the autumn season to prepare for the holiday rush and plan for the next, you know, set of product launches. So what they do is they review their product lines, they refine their marketing strategies. We don't always see this as the consumers, but they kind of definitely think about the different cycles of their business and they make strategic adjustments based on those sort of market trends. So I think this is one of the reasons that they're able to stay ahead of competitors. They don't always just rest on their laurels, and they use this time to sort of manage and plan for, you know, the next product launch, the next cycle. So it's more about this notion of saying you have to take time to harvest, but also time to reflect and reflect on the past successes, and then start to think about what's going to come next.
Yeah. Any advice for business owners perhaps who may be going through this autumn phase?
I think it's a time to do sort of a thorough review of your business. You know, we often talk about this. I mean, we sometimes talk about this at the end of the year, you know, like getting ready for the next year. But analyze your financial performance. So go back and look and see, you know, what worked well during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Where were the, you know, where did you make money? Where did you perhaps overspend? Go and reflect as things are slowing down. Think about the customer feedback that you got.
Mm-hmm.
What went well? What didn't? Where can you fine tune? And then also look at what we call your operational efficiency. What were the bottlenecks? You know, so were there particular days, again, if you're a restaurant, were there particular days where you didn't have enough capacity, or you ran out of food, or were just really, really difficult, and what led to that? So it's an important time to kind of identify areas for improvement and start to think about how do you make those adjustments for the next season. So, for example, if you've noticed a decline in customer satisfaction, this would be the time to actually go and address those issues. Start thinking about how do you enhance your service quality. Is it about better processes? Is it about better staff training? Mm-hmm. Is it about all those sorts of things? And then also, once you've done that assessment, is start to plan and begin the planning for the next cycle.
Yeah.
And the one thing I would say is sometimes these seasons don't always happen sequentially. So when we think about seasons, we often tend to think about, you know, there's four quarters of the year and the seasons just kind of roll onto each other. In business, whilst it's a useful analogy, sometimes you have a very long summer period.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have a short autumn. Sometimes they're not even sequential. Sometimes you go straight from summer into winter. You know, so but I think the most important thing is just about recognizing that. So in the autumn phase is, you know, make those goals, set the budgets, do the marketing strategies. And as I said earlier, it's also traditionally that time of harvest. So make sure in this time that you sort of tuck away those profits and those reserves from the summer period to see you through the next winter period. So, you know, there's this tendency to think summer's going to last forever. And when you start to see those first signs of slowdown, that's kind of when you need to start thinking about, okay, cool, let's just make sure we've got something tucked away. Because if you keep spending and just pushing that growth all the time, you're going to run out of fuel, and you're going to have nothing left in reserve when that winter hits.
True. Now, we are in September, and we're all thinking about spring and summer, but we just come out of the last season, winter, and we all know we've had very, very long, cold and wet winter. Now, let's discuss this phase and season in business. How does it fit into the business life cycle?
So, winter, as we said, it's a period of slowdown. It's a period of challenges. And for many businesses, it's also a time of lower revenue or economic difficulties. So it kind of represents, you have to watch your cash flow. You've got to watch your pennies.
Mm-hmm.
Even dip into reserves. We spoke about the reserves just now. We never like to do that. So we always talk about having savings.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people say, I always have 6 months savings in your bank account. You know, whether you're a business or an individual, we all know that in life, the reality is that you need those savings for the tough times. Mm. I mean, it's very noble and idealistic to say you've got savings and you never touch them.
Yeah.
But they are there for those difficult times.
True.
And that's why having adequate savings is so important.
Yeah.
It can also, you know, like autumn, it can also be a period of reflection and preparation for the future.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when you're in the midst of winter and it's freezing cold, the last thing, you know, and you're hungry, the last thing you're thinking about is planning. So it depends, you know, are you in an Icelandic winter or are you in, you know, a Durban winter? The two can be different.
Yeah,
but, you know, the reality is it's usually a time of hardship, a time of a little bit of increased strain. And that's how we think about winter from a business context.
Mm. Can you share some examples of businesses that have successfully navigated the winter? I know that COVID-19 must have been the harshest winter on many businesses.
Yeah.
Let's look over on the greener side of successful, or businesses rather, that successfully navigated that season.
Yeah, so we spoke about winter in that season, and winter could also mean a shift in the market and how people perceive your product. I'm going to use an example that most listeners will know about, and that's Netflix. Mm-hmm. So what I don't know if a lot of our listeners know, but Netflix was originally a DVD rental service. So before it became a streaming service, it was a DVD rental service.
Yeah.
You could basically order your DVD over post.
Wow.
And so they faced a significant challenge in their transition from a DVD rental service to a streaming platform. And that winter phase for them was marked by sort of declining DVD rentals.
Yeah.
Often people talk about, like, they use the case study of Blockbuster, the original video rental service.
Yeah.
Netflix initially in their summer phase, they were competing with Blockbuster. You don't have to go into the store to get your DVD, you can rent it. But the winter period hit them. Blockbuster went out of business, and Netflix, grew and thrived because they used this time. They saw that the trend was shifting, they saw that technology was developing. The technology to allow streaming didn't exist.
Yeah.
10, 15 years ago. It wasn't there. The bandwidth wasn't sufficient. But Netflix used this time to invest heavily in original content, the technology to deliver streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And by focusing on creating unique, high-quality content, they not only weathered the storm, but they actually came out of it even stronger. Ultimately, for a stage, they really dominated the streaming industry. Obviously, since then, competition's come along. You've got other options, Disney Plus, the DSTV options and all those sorts of things, and it's become quite ubiquitous. But Netflix was one of those ones that actually managed to shift from a winter into, that next phase. So that's an example of tough market, winter period, and coming out of it on the other side.
Wow, that's brilliant. What advice do you have for managing a business that is going through the winter phase?
So I think first and foremost, it's about recognizing the signs of going into winter. If you look at the analogy, autumn, the leaves start to turn a different color. Winter, they start to, fall off the tree.
Mm-hmm.
So the trees become a little bit bare.
Yeah.
It starts getting colder and darker in the morning. Mm-hmm. So recognize those signs when your business is going into winter. But first and foremost, I think the biggest thing for most business owners is you're going to have to manage your cash flow carefully. So, you need to think about what is your financial cushion.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tucked things away? But that mindset of, okay, now's the time for a bit of austerity. And you need to have access to funding perhaps to help you through those lean periods.
Yeah.
So sometimes this is like when things are going well, and I'm not advocating people taking out debt, either put money away or make sure you've got that overdraft facility ready and raised when things are going well so that when you need it, you can dip into it. It's very hard when you're struggling to go to a bank and say, oh, I need it to help me through the winter phase. If you've gone to the bank, when things are going well, you can get the facilities in place. The second one is are there ways to cut costs without sacrificing quality? So this might be a time you might want to renegotiate contracts, look at more cost-effective suppliers. Mm-hmm. It might even be working with your suppliers and saying, hey, during our winter months, we want to have a slightly different arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
It might also be a winter month for them if they're a supplier to you.
Yeah.
So, maybe you can negotiate lower rates during your winter period and better rates. And we see this in the hospitality industry.
Mm-hmm.
If you book a hotel in winter, it's often cheaper than in summer because they're trying to just keep the lights on through that period. So it's really, really important that you look at ways of cutting costs without compromising on quality. In Cape Town also, there's a lot of restaurants, if you look at some of the wine farms, that actually close for the winter months, and they use that July month when it's cold and wet and rainy and nobody's going to wine farms to renovate and to set up for the next year. So use that downtime to innovate, renovate, explore new opportunities, think about new products. And the last point I'd make is just focus on maintaining team morale. So if you're going through a winter phase, it's important to communicate with your staff, support your team, help them stay motivated. Yeah, maybe that's actually the time to actually say, let your staff take some leave, you know, when through a winter month. Nobody wants to go on leave in the winter season. But as a business, you know, that might be a good time to actually say, have compulsory leave during your sort of lean period. And, you know, then at least you don't have staff sitting at work doing nothing. They on holiday, they rested, they come back and then ready to take on the spring period. So there's just different ways of kind of looking at it.
I love that. Now, these seasonal metaphors provide such a very useful framework for, you know, understanding different business phases. Now, before we wrap things up, do you have any final thoughts or additional tips for our listeners?
So just two simple things. I think I want to emphasize how important it is to be adaptable. So understand and recognize that each phase of business has got its unique challenges and opportunities. Business is never static, you know. So I think it's being aware of that and being able to pivot and adjust your strategies is important, to think of things what we call through the cycle. And then understanding and recognizing the metaphorical seasons, you can better anticipate and respond to the needs so they don't catch you by surprise. You know, if you know winter's coming up, you'll see in the shops, for instance, you know, it's still summer, but you go into, you know, the clothing shops and they're selling jackets and long pants. You know, they're selling swimming costumes in the middle of winter. And you're like, so it's about planning a little bit ahead and just anticipating those changes. So that's all I'd say is be aware of it. Understand that there are cycles and, you know, manage it accordingly.
Listen, man, I really, really enjoyed today's discussion. As I mentioned earlier on, it's also insights that one can apply to as an individual. But thank you so much for the fantastic, great insights and joining us today.
Thanks, Saki. Great to be here.
It's a pleasure. And of course, to those who are tuning in for the first time to Business Made Simple with Bizwal, stay tuned for more episodes where we continue to explore the dynamics of running a successful business.
It's Business Made Simple with Bizwal, exclusively on In Season.